Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. Today, I will be reviewing West Side Gunn's Fly God is an Awesome God 2. That is, not one, but two. So yes, West Side Gunn, Fly God, Awesome God 2. Before I get into the review, I would like to bring to your attention that every Sunday, I release a podcast exclusive segment called Single Sunday. And yes, I did say podcast exclusive because I do make a YouTube video version of each review on the Sounds Proper YouTube channel. You can go find the YouTube version. It's a bit more highly edited, formal. This one's a bit more loosey and I kind of ramble a little bit. But that's fine. You know, it's a podcast. That's kind of what podcasts are for, right? Anyway, Fly God is an Awesome God 2, West Side Gunn. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to say beforehand. No, check out Single Sunday, check out the YouTube channel. That's it. Also, check out my past reviews. They're good. Anyway, West Side Gunn, Fly God is an Awesome God 2. That album was released July 3rd, 2020. So, Alvin Worthy is a 37-year-old rapper from Buffalo, New York, who is the brother of Conway the Machine and the cousin of Benny the Butcher. Together, they all make the group, or the core group, of Griselda. He and his Griselda mates are pioneers within the Brooklyn hip-hop scene. Not Brooklyn, Buffalo, New York. And Buffalo's hip-hop scene, as they take influence from rappers from New York and the New York scene historically, and also hardcore hip-hop and other coke rappers. West Side Gunn, he has a large discography. I mean, you have his 7 installments of the Hitler Wears Hermes series, one of them being an EP, the rest of them being mixtapes, and you also have like Supreme Blientel, the first Fly God album. You have Fly God is an Awesome God. You just have a lot, especially with he has the collab albums, you know, WWCW or WWCD under the Griselda name, and he had a collab with Conway. I forget what that one's called, but yeah, he has a large discography with studio albums, collabs, and his mixtapes with Hitler Wears Hermes. In 2017, Griselda, him, Conway, and Benny, they all signed a deal with Shady Records, and that made them the first rappers from Buffalo, New York, to sign a record deal. First rappers, that is. His latest release was in April of 2020 with the very elegant album, Pray for Paris. That album had features from Tyler, the Creator, Joey Badass, Benny the Butcher, Conway. We had Freddie Gibbs. Who's on the track with Freddie Gibbs? I forget. I don't know how I forgot him. But yeah. So West Side Gunn, he announced this project will be coming out on social media. I saw it on Twitter. You know, he was talking about him and Benny's project coming out. And that project ended up being Fly God is an Awesome God 2, a 14-track, 34-minute album, jam-packed with features. So yes, I will be reviewing Fly God is an Awesome God 2, and I'll be seeing if it sounds proper. So West Side Gunn, I learned about his music, I found out about him, and the first project I listened to was Fly God is an Awesome God 1, you know, the first installment. That was a 2019 release. I found his high-pitched delivery very jarring at first. Like, I thought it was actually quite annoying, but you know, I listened to it a bit more and it grew on me. It's very elegant, sinister, and expressive all at the same time. His latest project, Pray for Paris, was very polished, extravagant, fresh. The beats felt finished. The beats felt unique. The features, you know, it felt like a very solid, fully fleshed out project, and I really enjoyed it. When he announced Fly God is an Awesome God 2, I was quite hyped. I was anticipating it more than the Pop Smoke album that came out the same week. And, you know, Pop Smoke album had a lot of hype. I was hyped for it. You know, it's a posthumous album. We'll have to see. You know, I was skeptical of the Pop Smoke album, yes. But I was still hyped to see what was coming out. And I was even more hyped for this West Side Gunn album, because I just think he's very unique, you know. However, despite all that what I said before, I don't think this project, this album right here, I don't think it stands as one of his better projects, or at least the projects that I've heard, because I'm gonna admit I haven't heard every single fucking West Side Gunn project, you know. And for the ones that I have heard, this is not one of the better projects, and it's not even close to Pray for Paris. This album, it has an abundance of features, and when I was first reading the feature list, it kind of made me cringe, you know. It just takes away from time and the spotlight that West Side Gunn has, you know, what makes a West Side Gunn album unique. You know, the beats are very soulful and they're refreshing from what I'm getting in the mainstream hip hop, but they also feel a little cobbled together. And West Side, he raps as he does, you know, Cokes, Killings, and Designer. And whenever he appears on the track, it's, you know, it's West Side Gunn. He can't really write a bad verse. Anyway, let's go through the track list. Let's talk about each track. And we'll come to a conclusion at the end. So yes, the first track is an interlude. It's an intro called Praise God Intro. And it's a spoken word interlude completely performed by A.A. Rashid. He speaks about change, the universe, and fear. And he also speaks about the fact that we right now are existing in a renaissance period. We should appreciate that. And yeah, that's it really. The first song is Michael Irvin. The beat has these very off-kilter strings. It's very unsettling. It has a gentle piano. And it has a woodwind. I'm not sure of the woodwind. It sounds like a bassoon to me, but you know, don't quote me on that. The beat is very soft. It's unique, and it's a solid beat. But West Side Gunn here is very slick. He has his, you know, he has his trademark high pitched delivery, menacing coke raps. An example of this, you know, he says, "Everybody think they fly now, but ain't nobody flyer. You ever cooked a half brick in the air fryer?" And I have not cooked a half brick in an air fryer. I would hope you haven't. So yeah, he also makes reference on one line about the recent murder of George Floyd. And on the outro of this track, it's basically a clip like of a news story talking about the former football player Michael Irvin and the drug charges that were levied against him. The next track is called Jose Canseco. This track has a very stripped back beat with a very exquisite soul sample and some very simple drums to merely support it. The lyrics Gunn delivers is very it's very simple, but it oozes with authenticity and charisma. I wouldn't say it's simple, it's just not like out of this world. But as I said, it's so, you know, feels authentic and it has a lot of charisma. This is the first out of three features from the rapper Stove God Cooks, who I did not know who this was. I had to look him up, and I'm quite sure you won't know who it is either. He has one project in his discography. It released in 2020. So yeah, but his verse remains consistent with some very witty wordplay and a commanding delivery. The next track, One More Hit, also features Stove God, and this song with Stove God and West Side, you know, they're rapping over a very dusty lo-fi beat with a male voiced sample and some slow rhythmic drums. West Side Gunn, you know, he comes in with one of his, with a weaker set of bars relative to what he's put out in the past. You know, he just relies on simple rhymes, unimaginative bars relative to what he has shown in the past. Also, Stove God's performance isn't as good as it was on the previous track. However, he's a bit more consistent and he outperforms West Side Gunn in this song, personally. And overall, this song, it just sounds like two talented rappers delivering sloppy verses over a beat that sounds very plain despite all the seasoning that, you know, it has with the, it's very dusty lo-fi, the soul sample and the drums, but it just feels so plain. It's so, I don't want to say sterile. Anyway, after that, we have Sadhu Interlude, the first Sadhu Interlude, because there's two. And though, like, this is just an interlude, but this is, like, one of the better tracks on the album, no lie. It's only 30 seconds, but the female singer here sounds really good. And the subtle instrumentation complements her really well. Like, no lie, this is probably, like, top four songs or tracks on this album. Next, we have Lil Cease. And once again, West Side Gun comes in with a very underwhelming verse, making his references to his designer brands and having someone else's brains in places that they shouldn't be, as we've heard on previous Gun songs and albums. Armani Caesar is another rapper that I've never heard of. I mean, she has a very short discography. I don't believe you've heard of her either. So I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for not knowing who she is. But her verse is very solid. She comes in with a lot of feminine sass and bravado. An example of this is when she says, "Model type looking right, no agencies. DMs full of niggas wanting dates with me. But it's money over niggas. I take paper, please." And also this beat, it's very rudimentary. It has these almost childish chimes with very simple drums. Once again, an example of a beat that's cobbled together. Anyway, the next track is FCK The Police. It's not Fuck The Police, it's Fuck The Police skit. And it's just a news story, audio clipping of a person that tried to run over a cop, didn't really do anything, and got arrested for it. Sure. Next, we have Buffs versus The Wires featuring Benny the Butcher and Boldy James. The beat here has a smooth male vocal sample, again, but it's a different one, and some pristine pianos and a very subtle bass line that I really like. West Side Gun once again punches under his weight with on the track. Basic designer lines, basic stove lines, and it's very surface level. Benny the Butcher, however, comes in with a very potent verse, making slick references and metaphors, as well as having a lively delivery. You know, two examples of one-liners that he comes with is "VS cuts on my wrist big enough to catch infections." I like that one a lot. And also, "We can forgive you, but you get punished first." Boldy James, he comes in with a verse that's about the same quality as West Side Gun. However, his delivery is infinitely less interesting than West Side Gun's. You can't have a verse the same level of, like, just writing quality as West Side Gun, because he's going to outperform you delivery-wise. Anyway, Minister Mano skit is just a guy saying, "Be yourself and don't follow trends," and whatever, whatnot. Bubba Chuck is the next song. It has very classicals. It has a very classical and smooth sound with some gentle brass, some soft undertones, but it feels very flimsy and the beat is monotonous. Once again, you know, just put some more time into crafting these instrumentals, into, you know, making these the instrumentation on the album better, and, you know, we just would have got a better product. You know, West Side Gun, he comes in with a very slick set of bars that are very violent. And, you know, he must have all his fashion references all over the albums. You know, an example of these bars, "Hanging out the 458, if you don't know, it's a Ferrari. "Hanging out the 458 with the 44, seen flea on the block. The nigga hollered, Lord, Lord. Banana clip out the Mac 10, my niggas score more. Floor seats watching LeBron. I left the fourth quarter." This is the last feature from Stove God, and his bars vary quite a bit in quality. You know, sometimes they're very basic and uninteresting, but sometimes they're very witty and funny. An example of very basic, uninteresting lines is drive a whole brick through in the Lotus. These niggas bogus. Whoa. Fifth grade raps. And an example of witty and funny lines is whatever charges they throw at you, better hold them. Could have fought his case. I guess he'd rather fight his way up out a coma. So yeah, decent track. Next, we have the second Sadhu interlude, and this one's infinitely worse than the last one. It's annoying. The repeated clip that they have is very ear-piercing. And, yeah. And we have an awful track next, Great Minder. So, Great Minder, Meat Grinder, right? That sounds familiar. It's Meat Grinder, MF Doom, Great Minder. You just flip a few letters. You take the GR and the M, and you flip them. This song is entirely done by Sadhu Gold. West Side Gun has no vocal contributions at all. And this track has MF Doom influence deeply woven into its DNA. You know, as I said about the title, Meat Grinder off the Mad Villainy album. We have Sadhu Gold's flows and rhymes on the first half of the track. It's clearly influenced by Doom. And in the second half of the track, he completely flat out rips the flow and the rhyme scheme from Meat Grinder. I don't actually have an example of this right away, but if you think about Meat Grinder, dripping off the beat, kind of dripping off the meat grinder. Or what's an example here? We have roll the gas black, that's swag, dang. No, laugh as we win, pass that, hit him with the dap and spin. I believe the equivalent for meat grinder is had a tad fat in a bad hat and rim, grind the cinnamon, Manhattan warmongers. We have Sublime in Cinema, damn Captain, more drama. So yeah, it's egregious. I didn't like it at all. You know, MF Doom is one of my favorite rappers of all time, but I just didn't appreciate it. I don't know. The song actually sucks. The beat is very clunky and it sounds like a whole lot of nothing. The beat sucks. And if I wanted to hear Meat Grinder, I'm not going to go to Great Minder. I'm going to go to Meat Grinder, which is a far superior track. Anyway, Rebirth is the next track. And the intro samples, I think we all remember when Kanye West went to the TMZ headquarters and he started going on a tirade about Trump and loving everybody and that one black guy. He's like, yeah, well, I think you're thinking a whole lot of nothing. So yeah, that's what this track samples in the intro. On the verse here, West Side Gun, he goes crazy with an unrelenting flow and having some very clever, dope fashion and killer lines. The beat is very low-key and it doesn't stand out at all. And Keisha Plum appears on pretty much every West Side Gun album, and she always comes with a very odd spoken word part. I didn't like it on this one. I don't ever really like it. So yeah, and I think she also did a few other. I think she did Benny. I'm really not sure. But I know for a fact Keisha Plum is like all over West Side Gun's discography. Anyway, we have Steve Bear or Bear. It's B-E-H-R. I don't know how to pronounce it. Steve Bear. I'm just going to say it's Steve Bear. That's the closer track. It's the finale. And West Side Gun, he comes with a very short and forgettable verse. Yeah, it's sinister, but it's only like 8 lines. And Rome Streets has the majority of the track vocally. That is, and Rome Streets, he comes with a very dirty street verse, and while he's rapping, he emphasized the consonants that are very prone to getting heavy plosives. So plosives is puh and cut. I'm not sure, but plosives, like I'm puh, right? He very emphasizes that a lot. And the beat has a feel of an early 20th century movie with the strings and the subtle repeating female vocal sample. And the album ends, the track ends with a probably crazy man. It sounds as if the man is not welcome in whatever setting he's in. But it's this man who may be a little psychotic, ranting about the fact that he's black, about the fact that he's equal, and he talks about his belief in God, and he talks about a man helping him in like a few years ago, and yeah, it's kind of a little confusing. But yeah, that is Fly God is an Awesome Guy. Fly God is an Awesome God 2 by West Side Gunn. And yeah, this album disappointed me. The abundance of features just wasn't appealing. It dropped at midnight. I checked out the track list. I looked at it. I'm like, why is there so many features? You know, it just wasn't appealing seeing all the features. And in execution, it was just even worse, actually. You know, West Side Gunn, he's barely existent on his own project. It's almost as if, like, this is a compilation album. This is like West Side Gunn's Cruel Summer. That's basically what this is. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, someone said, yeah, he is on performance time. He appears on less than half of the album, which is actually probably true. The beats here are not nearly as polished as they were on Pray for Paris. The ones on Pray for Paris are polished. They were lush. They're lush, extravagant, elegant. Here, they just seem cobbled together, you know, have one soul sample and maybe some very subtle drums, and boom, you get a beat. You know, some of them were good, but some of them were not, and they felt It felt very rushed, you know. I get that West Side Gunn, he puts out a lot of material during the year, like 3 projects a year. But I don't know, maybe he could have used a lot more time working on this project, on the lines, on the beats. It just felt like a step down from Pray for Paris, which felt like a much more fully done album. It felt complete. This one doesn't feel complete, you know. West Side Gunn, he can't really have a bad verse. Like, I just don't think he has it in him to deliver a bad verse in which he's not singing. Like, on French Toast, when he's singing, it's not good. But when he's rapping, he can't really have, like, a bad verse. But his verses don't have the impact that they have had on albums or projects like Hitler Wears Hermes 7, Pray for Paris, the first Fly God is an Awesome God project. Oh, I hit my mic, sorry. But yeah, his verses don't have the impact that they had on previous projects. Anyway, let's conclude this. Let's wrap this up. The best track for me was Michael Irvin, the first song, the second track, first song. I just think that was pretty good. The worst track was Great Minder. I don't like that track at all. I actually kind of despise it. And it's probably partly because West Side's not on it, partly because it bastardizes Meat Grinder, which is a song I adore. I should do a Mad Villainy review. That'll come soon, like in a year. Anyway, overall score. At this moment in time, I'm feeling a 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10. This album did not sound proper, in my opinion. I think it was a disappointment. It was a letdown. It could have been so much better. It could have been so much more. I was hoping for something on the level of Pray for Paris, or anywhere close to Pray for Paris. But this just wasn't that. Yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm not happy right now. So yeah, that's West Side God. Fly God is an Awesome God too. Thank you for listening to the review. As once again, you can check out Single Sunday. It's a very interesting segment. I talk about new singles that came out. I listen to them. I talk about them fresh. You can check out the YouTube channel with the video version. This might be actually a It's probably going to be a weird one to edit. So yeah, I don't know about that. Anyway, thank you for tuning into the Sounds Proper podcast. I don't know how to do an outro. I still don't. But yeah, Sounds Proper podcast. Check out the next reviews that's coming out. Check out Single Sunday. Bye now.